No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere One Family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
Welcome back, everyone. High by the Mats, High Fidelity here. You just, if you're watching at home, you just saw on the big screen Bryce Lesh and with the medal put over his head and
champion.
Recognized as a champion, and his uncle Nick Pickle down there to put it on, and what a touching moment right there. Congratulations again to the entire Leshen family and the Pickrell family. I know the emotions are running high for all of them, and just sit in your moment and enjoy it.
What a great evening for wrestling, for Southern Iowa wrestling fans. We got state champions, two of them so far, in Southern Iowa. We got Briar Cochran, total stud from Moravia, getting it done for the Mohawks, and Bryce Leshen, 145-pound champion for the Albia Blue Demons. And what a great deal. Dave Elliott, you know him real good, Kevin Cochran. Dave Elliott wrestled at state. He was a Centerville guy. And, you know, there's a lot of good wrestlers down there on that road. Tony Ballinger, Moravia guy, state place winner. And Dave Elliott, LSBP, free ice cream cones on Monday morning for Briar Cochran.
I'm going to try to make sure I stop by on my way to work.
Yeah, on your way to work. And they open like at 5 in the morning at LSBP in Moravia. So, well, I could probably swing by and get an ice cream cone for breakfast as well.
Absolutely. And I know even when I go in there, like in the mornings, I have my Aunt Carolyn, my Aunt Alda, my Aunt Wanda, tutors in there. I mean, so all my aunt and uncles are in there drinking coffee. Probably trying to find out what's going on in Moravia, you know, keeping up. That's their social media.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
You know what the best thing about Dave Elliott is? His wife, Peggy. That's the same thing that you could say about Stacy and Allison as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's our better half.
Hey, we're going to have a ton of fun bringing you all these high school wrestling championships. We're at the 160-pound weight class right now. In Class 2A, we are going to have a barn burner for you, folks. It's going to be Zach Johnson from ADM. We saw him in Albia and Knoxville. He's going to be up against Trevor Nelson from Solon. It's ADM at 160 versus Nelson from Solon at 160, Class 2A.
Over here in Class 3A, Jacob Carlson, Mason City, a senior, 33-6. Shea Hartzler of Linmar Marion, another senior out here. No score, just underway here in this Class 3A 160-pound contest.
Here in Class 1A, we got second-ranked Sal Arzani of I-35, senior, 50-1 on the year, versus Nathan Hayes of Missouri Valley, a sophomore, 57-5. But hey, we got the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We got great job, Bryce, on bringing home the gold medal from the Pierces and the Van Dorns.
Well, thanks to all of you for making us a part of your entire wrestling week. We've been high above the mats and high fidelity, and we're welcoming in our listeners not only from 96.7, but also on the Jock. Welcome aboard as we bring in this exclusive Iowa State High School wrestling coverage.
Class 2A, the first 2 points are going to go to ADM. That is the ADM wrestler. He's down there. We competed against ADM at Albia at the sectional tournament, at the district tournament in Knoxville. ADM gets the two-point takedown to start the scoring here at 160.
Hey, and don't forget to text in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear what you have to say.
And
let's update you on the Class 1A real quick. Sal Arzani leads 2-1 over his opponent here in the first period.
I'm going to get to this question we have on text, but right now we have got 3A action. No score here in the first period. Actually, we're going to change that as Shea Hartzler of Linmar Marion gets the takedown. He now leads 2-0 over Carlson of Mason City. But here's the question on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Can you explain the team points for us? We are down to Glenwood by 8.5. How will that change when Carter wins? Well, we're going to get the updated points for Class 2A, 1A, 3A, and that answer to that question here in a moment. But we're going to go over to our 2A mat where they are moving to the second period.
Great mats coming for you here, folks. ADM senior Zach Johnston takes a 4-1 lead into the second period. He had a pair of takedowns to go against an escape by Trevor Nelson from Solon, and a great job by this ADM wrestler. If you're watching on TV, he's the kid with the red singlet with the paw print, like a cat paw on the back of it. He did a great job on both of his takedowns, but especially the second one. He got in there deep on a single leg, was able to elevate it, get his hips into his opponent's leg, and was able to execute that takedown for 2 points. Got his lead now. It's 4-1. They're having a little conversation over there. I think maybe a blood timeout. But we are at 4-1 in this 2A 160-pound match. ADM on top.
Hey, we had Sal Arzani caught his opponent there, put a half in, caught him on his back, trying to take him back over. Gets a two-point near fall. His opponent tries to throw him. They go out of bounds. He gets a one-point escape, and they go neutral. It should be, I believe, a 5-2. Yes, it's 5-2. They put that 1 point up fast. 5-2 in favor of Arzani of I-35.
Over here in Class 3A, Jacob Carlson of Mason City still trailing here 2-0. As Shea Hartzler of Linmar Marion, a senior on senior. And Hartzler is out in front here 2-0, 1:18 to go, second period.
Wow, second period here. Zach Johnson from Adel does a good job with a stand-up, gets the escape, and pulls in on a double leg takedown, and that is 3 points for him here in the second period. We're off the mat out of bounds, but it's a 7-1 advantage for Zach Johnston from Adel DeSoto Minburn. The senior leads now 7-1 with 1:15 to go.
Arzani ends up getting the takedown, takes him to his back, gets a 3-point near fall, leads 10-2 now. He's in major decision with 30 seconds left. But I want to get to that question that Jason asked earlier about the team scoring, and here's how it works. First of all, Glenwood right now is in third place with 75 points, and they're out of wrestlers. New Hampton is in fourth place with 73.5. They're out of wrestlers. Albia is in fifth place with 73 points, so they're only 2 points behind Glenwood for third place. And if Carter, the Iceman Isley, finds a way to win just by a decision, that'll be 4 team points for Albia, and that would put them to 77 points.
73-4 is 76.
Which would put them in third place. If he would happen to win by a fall, that's two additional points. If he wins by tech fall, that's 1.5. If he would win by a major decision, that is 1 point. But I believe at this point, all he has to do is Carter Isley just needs to win his match.
Yep.
And the Albia Blue Demons are going to be bringing home some hardware.
And that old trophy case at the Mac Center will have to get a trophy shelf expander. And
be the first time Albia was a top three finisher in high school wrestling. It is a program that Charles Morden started back in the early 1960s. Albia did not have wrestling in the 1950s. It was like 1959, 1960, I think 1961 maybe, that Charles Morden came to Albia and got wrestling started.
You know, and there wasn't a whole lot of – all the upper schools had wrestling, even going way back. It didn't start in Centerville until about 1970, I believe. And even to give you a little bit of history on Ottumwa, back in the 20s, before it even got sanctioned, actually Ottumwa was a powerhouse. They had won a championship back in the 20s. It got sanctioned in 1926, and they won it prior to the sanction year. And then somehow, late in the 20s, they dropped the program about 1927, 28, somewhere in there.
And things are going good.
They picked it back up in the 50s.
Got a good match going for you here in Class 2A at 160 pounds. Zach Johnston, he is a man on a mission as well. He's going to power his way through here in this third period. He has a 9-3 lead at 160 pounds over his opponent right there from Solon, Trevor Nelson. 9-3, it is Zach Johnston from ADM, Adel in control.
Here on the 1A, Sal Arzani leads 10-2. And Arzani has had a great senior campaign. I watched him wrestle. He came down to the Centerville Invitational, and I got to see him wrestle. And he ended up winning the Most Outstanding Wrestler Award that day. And from that point on, I started watching him, and this guy is a man on a mission.
Well, we've already seen the man on the mission, and that is Briar Cochran. He has mission accomplished, as he is the first champion in history at Moravia. The only other finalist, his papa, who put that old medal over Briar Cochran's head moments ago. You saw that on live television. Want to get to this 3A coverage. Jacob Carlson, Mason City, trailing 3-0, Hartzler of Linmar Marriott. Final 37 seconds here. And Carlson trying to get the throw. He sit out at the edge of the mat, and no point. So 3-0, final 32 seconds. We'll get to more of the Southern Iowa Technology Techs coming in here in just a second. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437.
Sal Arzani of I-35 is your class 1A 160-pound champion by a score of 10-2 over.
And, oh, my.
And what
Hayes.
A great job these officials are doing of letting these wrestlers revel in the moment that is their state championship moment. We got 14,000 people in this place, and when they get their hand raised, the official lets them go all the way around the circle, the inside circle that is the mat that they compete on and have competed on for over a decade. And what a great job these officials are doing here at Wells Fargo Arena tonight in these championships.
Well, over here in 3A, it is Hartzler getting his hand raised, and he will be your 3A state champion. We are going to take a timeout and come back as we move along on this championship Saturday night. 172 pounds on deck. Carter Isley looking to put the icing on the cake for Albia, and a win by Isley, and the Blue Demons will take home a trophy as a team from Wells Fargo Arena. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. On the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, wrestling started in Albion in 1965. That on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line and more. When we come back, you're listening to live wrestling from the Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. Don't go anywhere.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Range Lamb Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Don't roll the dice on second-rate net wrap. Vermeer Net is a win-win for producers like you who want premium quality net wrap at a great price. Available for 4-foot and 5-foot to balers of all kinds and with 8 size options to choose from, odds are there's a roll size just right for you. A green, black, and white color scheme lets the Field Sharks know you're bringing real tough net wrap to the table. Do you want to roll in the savings? Next time, bet on Vermeer Net or come see us at Bowser Equipment in Albee and ask about Vermeer Net. It's a bet worth taking.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albee? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albee.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mass, high fidelity. You're joining us on 96.7 along with the Jock. And we want to welcome you all aboard as we bring you this 2016 Iowa State High School Individual Championships. Beautiful setting here, a capacity crowd here at Wells Fargo Arena. What a week it has been. And one more time, our listeners and Tex want to know about the team score. And
it's a 2A state champion right now. Creston is the state champion. They cannot be beaten unless something crazy happens, like points get taken away because a nuclear bomb got dropped and they blame it on the bad folks that reside in some other city like Clarion. But right now it's going to be Clarion number two, and the congratulations go out to Southern Iowa Wrestling. It's Creston Orient Maxford, the champions here in the individual tournaments. They are going to be the champions. They got a couple of guys left going right now. It's going to be at 170 pounds, Chase Schiltz from Creston. He's going up against Nick Holt from Independence, and he knows he is going to be a state champion on the team side.
In Class 1A, the 170 pounds, we got Tanner Sloan of Alburnett, sophomore, 40-3 on the year, going against number 6, Tim Barr of AHST Avoca, a senior, 54-1.
Over here in Class 3A, Sioux City North, Dion Claiborne going to take on Marcus Coleman of Ames. Coleman, a junior, 42-1. Claiborne, a senior, 43-1. These two wrestlers just underway here in Class 3 at 170.
We're just underway here in 2A, and if you're watching folks at home, it'll be Chase Schiltz in the cream-colored singlet for Creston going up against Nick Holt from Independence, a talented senior with a 48-3 record in the black singlet. So at Class 2A at 170 pounds, Schiltz from Creston, Holt from Independence. Scoreless on their feet, 30 seconds into the match.
A little background on Schiltz. I believe he was a runner-up as a freshman, state champion last year. He's got some ties to Centerville. His uncle lives in Centerville. Actually, I went to school with his brother with his dad until about third grade anyway, and then he moved away. Been transplanted into Creston, and he's got a fine young man here, only a junior vying for his second state title.
Yeah, Creston's got a great program going over there west of us on Highway 34.
1 minute gone by here in Class 3A, Dion Claiborne and Marcus Coleman of Ames. Claiborne, Sioux City North, no score, 50 seconds ago, opening period. And I want to give a shout-out to the Young Buck wrestlers, Nick Pickrell, helping head that up, and congratulate 14 of them.
14 of the Young Buck wrestlers. They're going to be at state next weekend, and we wish them the best of luck. And I know that their coach, Nick Pickle, will be proud of all of them. Congratulations to our Young Buck wrestling program.
Got a good double leg takedown here out of Schultz from Creston. He leads that match now by the score of 5-0. Got a couple of back points to go with that takedown. Schultz is well on his way to his second state championship here for Creston at 170. Going to add on to the team points here for the Creston team here at Wells Fargo Arena in 2016.
Well, here in Class 1A, Tanner Sloan has the lead over Tim Barr by a score of 2-0. Albernett looking to crown their second state champion of the evening, and they have sealed the deal in the Class 1A team race. So Albernett will be your champions in Class 1A. Lisbon is going to be second, and we still might have a chance of somebody sliding into the third, but Highland Riverside is in third right now with 50.5 points.
Who would be the potential candidates to slide in there into third and take home the trophy for the third place here at the 2016 in championships?
1A, I'm trying to actually get to see what teams we have left, but we got Underwood or Highland Riverside 50.5, Underwood 49, Missouri Valley 47.5, Gilbertville Don Bosco 46, Mason Newman Catholic 46. Interstate 35, 45. So if we have any of those teams left, like Colton Hanson from Newman Catholic, if he can win by a major decision, then they would bump up to third. So there's a lot of interesting scenarios here left. And it looks like maybe Newman Catholic's going to be the only one that could bump up there, and I think it is, yes.
Yeah, Newman Catholic at 220 has a chance to supersede that Highland Riverside squad and get up there with the hardware.
But not only would it have to be a win, it would have to be a major decision. A win would put them a half a point short. A major decision would bump them ahead and give them that third place spot.
Marcus Coleman over here in Class 3A, gentlemen, is out in front 3-0 over Dion Claiborne of Sioux City North. Coleman of Ames with a 3-0 lead here. Claiborne of Sioux City North here in Class 3A. 50 seconds and counting in the second period.
What a great job by Schultz from Creston, working hard on his feet. He's got the big 6-0 lead with 56 seconds left in the second period. The wrestlers are on their feet. He's got the 6-0 lead. He's already gotten a stall call against his 170-pound opponent from Independence, Nick Holt. So Schultz in control of his 170-pound championship match here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, Sloan of Albernett leads by a score of 4-0 with 50 seconds left in the second. He's on top of Tim Barr, trying to ride him tough, trying to break his hips down, get control, and find a way to get back points. But over here in 3A, Marcus Coleman, who is a defending state champ. Marcus Coleman from Ames is your defending state champion, 152 pounds last year, trying to defend that state title.
He's got a 3-1 lead here, 24 seconds go, second period. It is Coleman out in front, 3-0 over Claiborne, Sioux City North. Want to thank Kathy Cavitas, Sundance Realty in Knoxville, Iowa. You got a home to sell? You're looking to buy a home or some residential property or some commercial property? Kathy Cavitas is the person you want to see in Knoxville.
Also want to thank Jane Sennett at Sennett's Painting. For all your painting needs, including commercial, residential, indoor, or outdoor, contact Jane Sennett at 777-2072. And folks, right now it's springtime. It's time to be thinking about those spring painting projects, and Jane can help you out there. 777-2072 as we work our way through these 170-pound matches here live at Wells Fargo Arena, the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. 170-pounder for Creston Orient Maxburg. Chase Schultz out there. He has got a big lead, 8-0 in Class 2A.
Here in Class 1A, Sloan of Albernett gets the takedown against Barr to extend his lead 6-0. We got a minute 35 left here in the third. And again, he's got an arm bar and he's riding tough. He's got him broke down. Trying to find a way to get him turned here. At this point, Albernett doesn't need any bonus points to extend their lead. They already have it wrapped up. But when you're on top and you want to be a hammer, you want to do anything you can to try to pin your opponent.
Well, we're 138 to go in the third period here. It is a lead for Marcus Coleman, 3-1 over Dion Claiborne of Sioux City North. We got a blood timeout stall here in our wrestling over here on the 3A mat.
Got a break in the action, and we can tell you why wrestle around trying to fix and file your taxes when Boyle and Henderson, PC and Albia, can assist you to pin down that refund that you're looking for. Call them at 932-7567 to schedule your tax appointment today. At 170 pounds in Class 2A, 30 seconds remain in the match, and it is an 8-0 advantage for Chase Schiltz from Creston Orient, Maxburg.
Let's go, Carter. Get the W from the DeMoss family on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to know where you're listening at tonight. 641-799-1437. You can even send a picture text and show us where you're sitting at and where you're viewing in from.
You know, because essentially this is the Super Bowl.
This is
the Super Bowl, and you know, my wife and my family is at what I'm going to call the Super Bowl of wrestling parties. And so if you're there at the Kestner household listening in to us tonight, hey, just a shout out to everybody there. I don't want to name everybody because I'm not 100% sure who's there and who's not there. But for everybody listening in, hey, we got Briar Cochran in a state championship. We got Bryce Less in the state championship. We've got Carter Isley coming up here. And see if Albia can't seal the deal for bringing home some hardware there at third place. Right here, Tanner Sloan of Alburnett. Time ticks out. He wins by a score of 8-0 and wins the state title at 170 pounds.
And here in Class 3A, Marcus Coleman will return as a state champion, and he gets the pin win for Ames in his junior year.
What a great effort there. And Ames has got some stuff going on up there.
That is a 3A pin and a 3A win for Marcus Coleman of Ames. Congratulations, and we are going to move along. The 182-pounders are going to come out next when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats in high fidelity. Carter Isley is coming up, folks. You want to stay right here. Albia trying to put some icing on his cake when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Recently, Shelby Quint bought a brand new 2014 Chevrolet Equinox from Pete Harkness Auto Group. Shelby, what made you shop with Pete Harkness?
I had a friend that took me in there and said, they will treat you right. And I went in, and they did. They worked with me. I told them exactly what I wanted. I had looked around a little bit and talked with them, and they were great. I put a lot of miles on my car in a year, and having the wonderful customer service and my oil changed and tires rotated is a definite must for me, and they worked very well with me. So I would definitely recommend Pete Harkness any day.
We just keep spreading the word. Tell your family and tell your friends. When you're shopping for a new or used automobile, see Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. The finals of this Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament as we look down as these three sacred mats. Champions are being born, including Briar Cochran, Bryce Leshen, and hopefully to come yours truly, the icing on the cake, Carter, the Iceman Isley. I want to give a shout-out to one of my good buddies for stopping by the broadcast booth. Jason Williams stopped up here and not only got me some water, but he did something really cool and really nice for our wrestlers. He's given him a book by Dan McCool, and I've got this at home. It's A Reach for the Stars, and Dan was honored tonight here before we got things underway for his contribution to wrestling here in the state of Iowa and the sport in general. And he had it each of these books addressed and autographed to each of the Albie wrestlers. And Jason, that's a first-class move. And a big thank you for coming up here in the broadcast booth and helping this old broadcaster out. And of course, our thoughts are with his dad, Sonny Williams, one of the very, very best. Hello, Sonny. I know you've got us on as well. Glad to have all of you along on this championship Saturday night. Coach Cochran, buddy, it's been a great ride so far. But if we look around, any match that stands out, other than the four-timer, that's an obvious. But any other match that stands out to you so far?
Well, you got to say Briar Cochran.
Yeah, that was a given.
You got to say Bryce Leshen.
I'm going to say Bryce Leshen and Briar Cochran. Those are two great matches. You know, Leshen gets through 2-1. That was a tough match. That kid that he was wrestling was an absolute stallion, and he got it done at 145 pounds against a kid with 47 wins this year from a great program at Clarion.
Otherwise, the match stands out for me. It's probably Nelson Brands, 138 pounds, Iowa City West.
Yeah, you know, that's the match I was going to go to on my map because, you know, he's a sophomore, and you know, coming into the year, he had a good season, a nice year, but I think as the year went along, particularly in this three-day window, his wrestling elevated to a whole new level.
Well, I think he does something great at this level that I don't see out of everybody else, and that meant he comes at you 100 miles an hour for all 6 minutes.
Wonder where he gets that from.
I wonder. But that's the Iowa mentality. I mean, that's what's been instilled in him. I wish more kids had that, but that's what made him win that match. I believe that may be an avenged loss from earlier in the year against Limbeck.
Well, hey, we're going to set you up here for this 182-pound championship in Class 2A. We've got a great matchup coming here for you. It's going to be Nick Bomber from North Fayette Valley. He's a senior, undefeated, 41-0, top ranked, against Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. Erickson, we have seen before here in Class 2A at 182 pounds.
In Class 1A, we got Austin Lands from Ogden, a senior, undefeated on the year at 43-0. He's going against Daniel Bishop from Hinton, a junior, with a 46-1 record.
We're going to get to our 3A coverage over here on the 3A mat. Max Lyon, Epworth, Western Dubuque, taking on Jameer Moore of Waverly Shell Rock. Moore, a 39-3 senior, and the undefeated Max Lyon of Epworth, Western Dubuque.
I kind of got a keen in on this 3A match a little bit. Jameer Moore is the kid that caught Isaiah Cox and took Isaiah out of a championship. But they say this Max Lyon is tougher than nails. And I think Jameer Moore is going to have to find a way to catch him if he wants to win.
Moore is a scramble-type wrestler, and he's going to scramble and try to come out on top. And there you see it right there. He is in a scramble with Epworth. And it's going to be 2-4, 2-7, or 14-6.
It's going to be
when
they
get done with this period.
It's going to be 9-2.
If you're watching on TV in Class 2A, Bomber from Fayette Valley has got on that funky digital singlet, and a very good-looking Luke Erickson from Mediapolis has got a gray singlet on, wearing the green leg band.
We've wrestled about not even 3 minutes in all three matches, and 3A's got 11 points scored, and there's been 0 points scored in 1A and 2A combined.
Max Lyon, he's really good.
I'm telling you what color the singlets are in Class 2A, and you guys are talking about a 9-2 score in Class 3A.
Well, we're still 0-0 here in Class 1A with 30 seconds left here. Not a lot of action going. Neither wrestler trying to make anything happen here. They're just feeling everybody out.
Well, 117 to go here in this 3A action here at 182 pounds. Max Lyon of Epworth, Western Dubuque, is in control, and he runs it over. He's got the chicken wing in on the right side, trying to run his opponent, Jameer Moore of Waverly Shellrock, and here he's back points being earned.
And
what a bridge
that
by Jameer
is
Moore.
A bridge.
Jameer's got a
and
bridge
that
going
is
on,
a
but
pin
he can't keep it up.
Because Max Lyon came out on fire in the first period. Count it. 56 seconds in the opening period, and Max Lyon, a junior, remains undefeated. And he gets the pin, and he gets the win in Class 3A.
All I got to say about that is I don't think Isaiah Cox would have got pinned in the first period against that fella.
Well, I'd say that too, but I'd say Max Lyon's the real deal.
Yeah, he's good. He's real good. Hey, junior, 51 wins, including that championship pin for Max Lyons. And that wasn't one of those, I fell into this one type of pins. And, you know, in the championships, you see very few pins unless there's one of those moments, unless a wrestler is that dominating.
Oh,
that
he put a chicken wing in, caught the wrist, ran it around, didn't get it the first time, ran it again. Jameer tried to roll through it and come out of it. There was no coming out of it.
He had the Golden Gate Bridge on, buddy. That thing was crossing over the bay, but Lyons.
Hey, I don't know how it happened, but Luke Erickson from Meepo has got a 1-0 lead with 16 seconds left in the first period of his 182-pound title match against Nick Baumler from North Fayette Valley. It's 1-0. Erickson on top, so there must have been a penalty point over there somewhere, either illegal hold or locking hands or something for Baumler. And Erickson from Meepo leads that one 1-0 as we go to the second period at 182.
Not lots of action here in Class 1A. Still, it is a 2-0 lead. Track wrestling a little bit behind here. Lets him go 2-1 in favor of Lentz.
And this gives us a great opportunity here with the limited mat covers that we have. We are used to covering 8 mats at one time and scrambling around to give you the coverage that you need on 96.7. But right now we've got a couple of championship matches coming to you here at 182 pounds. It is Erickson from Mediapolis in Class 2A against Baumler from North Fayette Valley. A great match being brought to you by Belzer Equipment and Benton Place Apartments. Great sponsors here for Southern Iowa Wrestling on 96.7 KIIC.
Well, you heard the 56 seconds remaining in the first period pin, courtesy of our friends at Senate Funeral Home at their new building south on Highway 5. It's a first-class facility, and Bob Senate is a first-class guy, and he will, with great dignity and care, take care of your family in their time of need, and a first-class place to celebrate the end of life. And Bob Sennett, Santa Fe Home, brings all the pins throughout this tournament. Big-time wrestling fan.
Good job here at 182 pounds by Erickson from Mediapolis, hipping out of a takedown situation against his North Fayette Valley opponent, Nick Baumler, at 182. We are a 2-0 score right now. A good escape here for Erickson at 182 to start the second period. That is your score now, 2-0. Great result here for Mediapolis. If they can muscle their way up, might be able to get into the top 5.
Hey, we've got a minute and a half remaining here in the third period in Class 1A. Lance in control. He's got 2 takedowns. Bishop's got the 2 escapes. He leads 4-2, and they're on their feet. You got some action coming down there, Joe.
Oh, yeah, nice dump there by Erickson from Mediapolis. He gets the 2-point takedown, but his opponent from North Fayette Valley is able to hip his way off the mat and avoid any near-fall points, so it's just a 2-point takedown, 4-0 in the second period here with 43 seconds remaining.
Lenz gets another takedown to extend his lead 6-2 over Bishop of Hinton. They got 52 ticks left on the clock. Hinton not doing much to get out, but Lenz has controlled this match on his feet.
Got a Summers Insurance reset here at 182 pounds. Baumler from North Fayette Valley gets set. He's covered by Luke Erickson from Mediapolis, trailing by the score of 4-0. Summers Insurance, let Jason and his staff help you with all your insurance needs. They're knowledgeable in all aspects of the insurance world and can help you to find the right policy for you.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Sinclair. I just want to thank my entire staff at our offices that spend a week without me there. Not that I do much during the week, but
truly want to thank all of them for their hard work, making sure the job was done.
And I have to concur.
Same on your end there, Mr. Sinclair.
Yeah, completely. I got a great staff there, starting with Chris Knowles, doing everything at Quality Ag that needs to be done. And without those great people, we couldn't dig out here and do what we do at Wells Fargo Arena, bringing you this live wrestling coverage on 96.7 KIIC.
Well, if you're cruising through the area and you're catching this broadcast, we're glad to have you along. But if you're wanting Fido to be taken care of, it is worth a short drive on the new Old 34 to get you one of those Baker dozens, because your pet eats better than you do.
And the new building, too. Yeah, out there. After the tornado damage, they've got everything all fixed back up.
The other guy we got up here taking 3 days or 4 days off to do it is Travis Zapital.
And T-Zap.
He's got a heck of a promotion going on right now with the tractors. It's you got your mic going?
Yeah, anybody that's out there listening to this broadcast, call me at Sinclair Tractor, and we're going to run a special right now through high school.
Buy one tractor, get the second one free.
Through the high school tournament time, give us a call at Sinclair Tractor, and especially if you're looking for four-wheel drive tractors and you need an extra powerhouse for spring tillage and fertilizer applications, give us a call, give me a call. And
so Travis, the story is four-wheel drive tractors are the special.
Four-wheel drive tractors are the special right now, Joe.
Do they still make two-wheel drives?
They do. They sure do. But you know, that's a kind of a special commodity anymore, the two-wheel drive tractors are. But
man, I remember growing up on the old 4020 with the heat hauser. It was like you were in the catbird seat if you had the 4020 with the heat hauser instead of the 3010 open station.
Well, there's a couple of things I think mean get the job done. Four-wheel drive and green. John Deere green, get the job done.
Yep, absolutely. Just give us a call, and we'll set you up with all your needs.
We've got a 2A champion at 182. It's going to be Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. He defeats Nick Bomber by the score, I believe, of 4-0.
He pinned him.
Pin for Erickson.
Now, so, on the Class 1A, it was Austin Lenz of Ogden who won the state title. He won 4-0. But just kind of go back to Timmerman or Luke Erickson
got it done.
Dan Cummins was elected into the Hall of Fame tonight, and I put a picture on Twitter. And I know Albie has headbutted with Mediapolis quite a bit over the years.
Oh, it seems like the last 3 years it was Albie against Mediapolis to go to state in football, baseball, basketball, and wrestling.
Yep, but I can tell you, Dan Cummins has been in there for 38 years. When I wrestled at Centerville, he was the coach there. And so it's been kind of neat for me to wrestle against him. And then I got a coach against him, but I'd almost call him, as a true friend, because you get that friendship bond in them coaches, and he's a class act. He retired, from teaching, but he's retiring from the sport of wrestling this year. This is it. This is his last year. A class act.
Isaiah Cox is going to be up on the podium here in a few minutes, and we are going to be back here high up on the mats in high fidelity as we have worked our way up the brackets here. And when we come back, Carter Isley is going to be in the waiting as we move to 195. You're listening to the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament on your sports leader, KIC, and the Jock. Stay right here.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Although it's tempting to keep plugging devices into power strips, it's not safe. An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Around your home, keep safety top of mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. The Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, one of ESPN's top 100 sporting events in the entire country. And as we look out at this 14,000 people, there's only one thing that I'm looking for, and that's where our very own Waldo is in the form of Joe Millage. Where is Joe?
Right here. Right up here. Right above you. Look up here. Yeah, I'm on the fifth level. And I'm with Jamie Cochran,
wow,
mom of Briar Cochran. And, you know, we talked to you at 6 o'clock right before the match, and you were pretty nervous and teary-eyed. Now, how do you feel, Mom?
Extremely happy. A little less stressed.
Isn't it great with all these fans to be able to experience that?
It really is. It's an awesome feeling.
What did Dan Gable say on television tonight?
He said Briar Cochran had some technique going on.
He was, and they were texting you that information.
Some friends back home.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, now if Briar came home, when Briar comes home next week and says, Mom, sorry, I want you to fix me my favorite meal, and that meal is...
A trip to Pizza Hut for hot wings.
Well, that's easy,
I'm
Mom.
I'm in, Millage. I'm in. Tell her I'm coming.
Yeah, the crew downstairs want to go. Now, listen, we're talking with Jamie Cochran, mom to Briar Cochran, and Joe Sinclair is worried for Briar because when you look at Jamie, dad Jamie, and you see the baldness, he's worried for Briar. And now Jason said, no, you got to look on the mom's side. But hell, you got plenty of hair.
I got plenty of hair.
Yeah,
no. Siblings.
All right. We're just having a good time and having some fun here. But thank you very much for letting us talk to you. And I bet as a mom, you couldn't be more proud. You've got the button on and wearing all the garb. And does he have plans here post high school?
Not yet. He's been waiting for today.
Awesome. Wow. Well, you knew that you knew Jamie. You knew Jamie wrestled here 25 years ago, but you met Jamie not till college back in Hayes, Kansas. Tell me about that. Well, you saw him wrestle, right?
Yeah, he came back home to have surgery on his knee, and that's when I met him. And then he went back to college to wrestle, and I followed him there. And then he wrestled for another year.
All right, well, you can tell that Chrome Dome congratulations from us, and thank you for talking with us.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Back down to you guys live in the booth.
Our very own Waldo. We found him. And Jay Mill hanging out with the Mohawk family. It's been a jubilant Mohawk Nation all week long. The schools had us on the entire time, and it's been a great ride, and they got it capped off with a state championship. A historic
that was a
night.
Great interview with Briar Cochran's mom. I dig that. That is cool as can be.
Jamie
and that
Cochran
is live, real radio. Way to go, Joe Millage.
Well, let's get back to our 195-pound contest. Albia fans, Carter, the Iceman Isley, is going to come out here in a moment to try to not only get a win but make history for himself and his school.
All right, you guys might have to help me on these last names here, 195 Class 1A. I think it's Slade Cifuentes from Lake Mills, junior, 55-0, and Landers
Kabushik.
Cifuentes.
Cifuentes.
That's it.
And Landers Kabushik of South Wind, a senior, 48-3 on the year. Just underway, 30 seconds in, a 0-0 score. Who do we got at 2A, Joe?
We got Isaac Schedenhill from Denver Tripoli. He's a senior, 52-2 on his campaign. He's going up against the number 2 ranked wrestler, Seth Maitland from Creston. And Creston's got that cream-colored singlet on.
It's gold. It's gold, watching, Joe. It's supposed to be gold.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gold, but it looks to me from a mile away as a cream-colored singlet. We are scoreless with 1 minute gone in the first period here, of 195.
Here in Class 3A, it's Prairie, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Taylor Meehan.
versus Sam Cook of Fort Dodge. There is no score here in 3A, but guys, we're going to catch up with TZ Travis Apatel, who's got the wireless mic, and he's caught up with the head coach of the Moravia Mohawks, Denny Whitlow. And where's he at? What? Oh, he's right behind us.
Yeah, right here in the booth with us, guys. Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a great season you guys put together down there in Mohawk Nation. And tell us some highlights of the season and what really stands out.
You know, right at the beginning of the season, we started out and we wrestled Southeast Warren and Martinsdale St. Mary's. And at that point in time, Southeast Warren was ranked 6th in the state, and we beat them in our first duel out. So, you know, that was a great way to start the season and kind of get things rolling. And just every week, we just kept seeing the kids improve. And, you know, we got to sectionals and, you know, got 6 kids through there to districts. And most of the, since like 1992, I think it was, got all those kids there. And then to get 3 kids here to state and, you know, just kept rolling. And we just, you know, it's pretty high life right now, so it's pretty exciting.
We're going to come back. Coach Whitlow's going to stay here with us, but let's run down the math real quick for our listeners all over Central and Southern Iowa on the Jock and 96.7 KIC.
Got a break in the action here in between periods. Sheddenhelm from Denver Topoli is up 2-0, and I'm going to ask the coach from Moravia, Coach Whitlow, you got any dirt on Kathy Carr that you can give us here, the principal at the high school? Because I go to the same church with her.
Oh, well, maybe off air I can give you a couple of things.
Well, here in Class 1A.
Sheddenhelm on top.
Here in Class 1A, it was a 0-0 tie at the end of the first period. Landers of South Winneshiek chose down, gets the escape, and he leads by a score 1-0.
1:30 to go, second period. Sam Cook. Fort Dodge, a senior, out in front, 5-0. 44-0 is his senior year. Taylor Meemant, a Prairie of Cedar Rapids, is his opponent. He trails now 5-2 with the escape. Let's get back to Coach Denny Whitlow, caught up with on the Tharp Funeral Home mic with Travis Apatel.
Coach Whitlow, you know, this year has been a record-setting year for the Moravia Mohawks. First of all, you got Briar Cocker in a 4-time state qualifier. Never has happened in Moravia history. And also you got Briar Cochran, who is a state champion, first ever in Moravia history. What does that do for your program moving forward, moving on to the next seasons to come?
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here this season. And you know, to look at our program about 7 or 8 years ago, they were talking about possibly end up sharing with Albie or Centerville, and we fought to keep it open because we knew good things were coming. And to have it come to tonight and you know, get a state champion out of it. And Breyer's worked hard, and his dad, Jamie's taking him everywhere around the country to wrestle. And to see it end like this tonight, it's just a great thing for the Mohawk wrestling program. And I think you're going to see even better things coming here in the next few years.
How about the junior program and the peewee programs down there in Moravia country? What's going on with those?
One of my volunteer assistant coach, Richard Ewing, took that over this year with his brother, Jason Ewing. And the Ewing name down in Moravia is... you know, when you say Ewing's, that it is wrestling down there along with the Cochrans. And, you know, those guys took over the little kids program. They had a lot of fun with it. We got a lot of young kids, and we're kind of building from there. But, you know, we're getting a good group of kids. I think this is only going to, you know, help get more kids out.
What's the numbers looking like? I mean, have you seen them progress over the last few years with the program growing? You know, what kind of numbers are we looking at down there in Moravia?
Yeah, you know, we had 11 kids out for our wrestling team this year. We had 9 in junior high. You know, we had about 25 kids out for our little kids program. So, I mean, we've got good numbers, and, you know, they're just going to keep building, I think. And my junior high coach, Rob Campbell, he does a great job with the kids. He's a junior high coach and does a great job, and I think that's just going to keep building this program up.
We're here with Coach Danny Whitlow of Moravia Mohawks. We're going to get back to our mats here real quick and get you updated for all of our listeners. Let's go over to our 2A mat where we got a tight one going into the third period.
It's a good one. We're going to go to the third, and it's Isaac Sheddenhelm from Denver Tripoli with a 2-1 lead. He is going to go to the third period with that lead over Seth Maitland from Creston Orient Maxford. Creston already going to be the state champions, and it'll be Matlin covering Sheddenhelm from Denver Tripoli to start the third period.
Hey, here on 1A, Matt, Lake Mills, Slade, I'm not going to say his last name, leads 6-1 over Landers of South Winneshiek. 1 minute remaining, and so Slade is in control here to bring home a state title for Lake Mills.
Meemant of Prairie of Cedar Rapids trails now 7-4. Sam Cook, Fort Dodge, trying to make it an undefeated senior season in a state title here in Class 3. 3 points separate these two now, 7-4. 35 seconds to go here in the third period. Coach Danny Whitlow up here in the press box, and we're going to talk with him as these matches come to a conclusion. Final 30 seconds over here in Class 3. Another takedown by Sam Cook. Or did they give that to him right at the edge of the mat? Nope, they did not.
Hey, we had a big announcement earlier, Coach Whitlow. I don't know if you know it, but right there in Moravia, free ice cream cones from Dave Elliott on Monday because he was a state wrestler, and he's going to supply the whole town of Moravia with free ice cream cones on Monday. Have you heard that great news?
No, I hadn't heard that yet. So, you know, that would be pretty exciting for the town. And, you know, Breyer coming in as the first state champion for Moravia. You know, in wrestling, that's going to be a great deal, and it's going to be a lot of excitement. I think they're talking about doing a little bit of a welcome home tomorrow, and I don't think they have it quite all set up yet, but that'll be pretty neat.
It is going to be cool. There's going to be a lot of celebration in Moravia for their first ever state champion.
We'll give out that announcement. We'll make sure the AD gets that to us, and we know the AD. And down on the 3A mat, Sam Cook is the state champion in Class 3A. He defeats Taylor Meeman of Cedar Rapids Prairie in the final there, 9-6. Cook is your 3A 195-pound state champion.
And your champion in Class 1A is Slade Cifuentes of Lake Mills, as he remains undefeated and wins the Class 195-pound state championship.
Isaac Schettenhelm from Denver Tripoli, he's still out there battling, and he's got a 5-2 lead with 10 seconds to go. So your champion at 195 in Class 2A is going to be Denver Tripoli, Isaac Schettenhelm.
Well, the matches here at 195 are in the books. We got Coach Danny Whitlow as we wrap up here. It's 195. And, Coach, we know you want to get with your fans and your family and celebrate. So proud of you and all the Mohawks. And it's been a great week for everyone in Moravia and Southern Iowa.
Well, hey, I want to know who cried more, though. Was it Breyer or was it Jamie? Or was it you?
Well, I think, you know, there's plenty of tears to go around, all three of us, and they were happy tears, and hopefully there's more to come here in future years. But just to see Jamie and Breyer be able to celebrate that way up on the podium, big joy.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Coach.
Well, I was just, I said Uncle Ted's up there in the stands. I'm sure Aunt Carla and everybody's got to be proud of him. Me and Summers talked about, and we talked about it before he even got to the finals. We're like, what's going to happen if he wins that state title? Who's going to give the award? Are they both going to have one side of the ring and put it on? Or is Coach Whitlow going to give it up and let Jamie put it on? And having been there, and I've given up before, but it's hard to give up. But we just thought, what a class act from you, Danny Whitlow, to be able to let Jamie put that.
And I'll add one more
neck
to you that most people don't know because you don't get to see stuff behind the scenes. But we're cutting the spots for Fox 15, and I'm doing the interviews, and I go to pull Coach Whitlow over to the seat. Breyer just won. We know he's in the finals, and Coach Whitlow goes, no, his dad needs to be on. And I've always loved Coach Whitlow. He's the best. But that was a legit moment. And, Coach, congratulations all the way through. And I know this is going to mean something to you for a long, long time, but a very class move out of you this week.
Well, thanks. You know, Jamie and I, we grew up about three houses apart coming up through, and we went all kinds of little kids program with Coach Alger. Our wrestling coach got there when I was in fifth grade and started the wrestling program in Moravia. We went to all these little kids tournaments together, so Jamie and I have grown up a lot, and Kevin here, he's our cousin too, and we went to a lot of wrestling meets together as we were kids, and we got a pretty big wrestling family down there, and we stick pretty close together. And I just thought with the way that Jamie had taken Breyer everywhere, he deserved that moment, and for those two to be able to just celebrate together, great icing on the cake.
Well, good for you, Coach Whitlow, and you look great in your suit.
You do.
I'm not kidding you.
You are a
sharp-dressed fella, folks.
That'd be some good music to leave
on 96.7. Coach Danny Whitlow is a sharp-dressed fella. Well,
Coach Danny Whitlow, is there anybody down there in Mohawk country that you want to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my wife and kids and things like that. You know, they they support me through all this, through football and wrestling season. And 6 months out of the year, my wife's a, pretty much a single mother, so growing up with those guys and just everybody out there in Mohawk Nation. You know, we're coming home tomorrow and going to be ready to celebrate on Monday. It's been a great ride, but ready to go home and get some rest.
Well, congratulations, Coach Whitlow. You got yourself a state champion.
Thank you. Head coach of the Moravia Mohawks, Denny Whitlow, a very smart man, recognizing
nice job,
his
Whitlow.
Wife and his family, and a first-class move, letting Jamie Cochran put that old medal over state champion Briar Crocker. And just has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? We'll be right back here to 220 pounds, and then Carter, the Iceman Isley, looking to put the icing on the cake for the Blue Demons. When we come back, High Brother Matt's High Fidelity, you're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. Right here.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
There are lessons that are learned by being part of a team, and there are the lessons that are learned by being part of a church. Grace Baptist Church services are heard here on Thunder Country KIIC on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Be a part of a winning team.
Welcome back, everyone. High by the Mats, High Fidelity. You're listening to one of ESPN's top 100 sporting events in all of America. And we're bringing it to you wall-to-wall coverage, high by those mats, throughout those speakers, smartphones, and computers throughout the world at KICradio.com. I want to welcome in our listeners from the Jock. And those listening at 96.7 KIC in Albia. Want to give a shout out, first of all, I got to give a shout out to Coach Jerry Staten. He sent the text that said, Carter Isley putting the icing on the cake. And I got to give credit where credit is due. And Carter Isley is sitting a moment away from putting the icing on the cake. Great one, Coach Staten. I stole a lot from Coach Staten over the years.
I think he's down there in Texas with Hayden. I think about Staten. Like I think about Hayden Fry. They're probably down at the same trailer park down in Texas, Del Rio, Texas, somewhere. They're Hayden Fry and Jerry Staten hanging out. But there's a lot of people hanging out in Centerville, too. A big party. And
Super Matt party.
Super Matt party. Who all's down there, Kevin Cochran?
Well, as far as I know, maybe they need to text me if I miss anybody. But my wife and my kids down there watching that Chad Kestner with J&K.
J&K. We love J&K.
Russ Oker of KMGO.
Russ W., the Russer from KMGO in the mornings, absolutely.
I love making fun of Russ.
Probably got Justin Zapital there, who's a big wrestling name, wrestling family, the Zapitals. I think Dave McCann of
that's the who's who in Centerville.
How about the Mormons or the...
I believe the McDonald's, Chris McDonald and his family's there. So if I've missed anybody at the Supermat party... You guys text me, let me know. We'll make sure we get a shout-out.
Hey, Chad
and Russ. There's probably 10 adults and about 22 kids running around, I'm sure.
And the nachos have been gone a long time ago.
A long time ago. Let's get to our action here on the mat. 220 pounders on the mat. Here we are a moment away from that icing on the cake. Carter Isley will come out here for Albia. But right now we're at 220 pounds. 1, 2, and 3. Hey, Matt's going on.
Hey, at Class 2A, we got Levi Dua from Mid Prairie Wellman. He's a junior with a 44-3 record. He's in a scoreless tie against number one ranked Gavin Dinsdale from Webster City, the senior with a 43-1 record. We're going to go to the second period here at 220. No score here in Class 2A.
Hey, we're just starting the second period here in Class 1A. You got Colton Hansen of Newman Catholic Mason City, a senior, 49-3 on the year. He leads by a score of 7-1 over Rylan Richardson, the undefeated wrestler of South Central Calhoun. And the importance of this match is that I believe if Hansen of Newman Mason or Newman Catholic can win by a major decision, then Newman Catholic jumps into third place in Class 1A.
That's how tight it's been in 1A and, in of course, in 2A. Ethan Anderson of Southeast Polk is on the mat right now. He's got a slim lead here, 8-6, as we go to the second period. Wyatt Wirt of North Scott Eldridge on the mat. His opponent, 8-6 lead, Anderson. Southeast Polk out in front.
Hey, here, Newman Catholic got the pin. Newman Catholic just got the pin.
What a jubilation move there
over
by Newman
undefeated,
Catholic.
Over undefeated number one ranked Rylan Richardson of South Central Calhoun.
That is pure, raw adrenaline emotion.
Once that pin, he jumped up, ran over into his coach's arms, shook his hands. Coach is like, get back there and shake that guy's hand before you come off this mat.
I don't think Kate Jenner could have jumped that far off. That was some kind of jump.
What a great, raw, emotional moment in Class 1A brought to you there. That was all the way awesome. We still got a match going on here, and it's an escape at 220 pounds in Class 2A, and it's going to be Dinsdale from Webster City leading this one here. One zip as we go through the final 30 seconds here in the second period.
We're over here in 3A. We have got a dandy. 56 seconds, second period, 220 pounders going at it on this 3A mat, 8-8 score. Anderson, Southeast Polk, right of North Scott Eldridge. We're tied at 8.
Hey, we got a slow-moving 220-pound match here and got to go back to what we saw and heard earlier with that Moravia head coach. What a great guy. What a great guy.
Well, who wouldn't want their kid to play for a coach like that? And, you know, he's that way in everything he does in the end. You know, he loves the kids. You can love the sport, and you can love winning, but when it really matters is when you love the kids.
Coach Whitlow is top-notch. Congratulations, Moravia Mohawks. You got a great program and a great guy running it.
Here's the other great thing, too. You know, you're sitting here in the coach's corner on Saturday night is, first of all, it's an unbelievable feeling. And so now I guarantee you, old Coach Whitlow's got the itch. He wants to get right back in there.
I know.
He wants to get Nick Martin there next year. He wants to get Quentin Castile, and he wants to get all those little kids coming up in that program. Because I tell you what, they've got to be looking up to see what Briar Cochran has done tonight.
You can go down and check out their facilities. You can see they got things going on. A nice new wrestling room, new weight room, new addition there for the basketball court. And congratulations, Moravia Mohawks. 10 seconds to go here. Class 3A. In the second period, we are tied at 8.
We're in the third period in Class 2A, and Levi Dua is locked up from Mid Prairie Wellman in a 1-1 tie against Gavin Dinsdale from Webster City in Class 2A, 220 pounds. Great match being brought to you, folks, by DeVore Motors, your local Chevrolet dealer. Their shopping supports your local community. Mike Selenik texted in a couple times. We love Dewey Motor Company, and they are here supporting for the Blue Demons and all of Southern Iowa Wrestling.
Thank Big Mike and Greg for setting me up with my new Tahoe, and they took a lot of time to make sure that I had exactly what I wanted. Tied at 8 here. 1:55 to go in the third and final period. We have a dandy here on this 3A mat. Ethan Anderson, Wyatt Ritt of North Scott Eldridge, Anderson and Southeast Polk, and they're pummeling at the center of the mat.
Class 1A already determined by the pin. We've got 2A and 3A still going. A couple of tie matches. We've got a 1-1 tie here in Class 2A. It's Webster City and Mid Prairie Wellman 1-1 with 10 seconds left in regulation.
3A, 1:22 to go. Here's a shuck by and a takedown. A takedown and a shuck by. 10-9 here. A stall calling was awarded to Anderson a moment ago. And a takedown here. And it is a 10-9 contest here in Class 3A at 220 pounds. And they go off the edge of the mat with a little extra shove. And motion on that mat there on the blue mat here on the 3A side.
Shoved him right into his coach's lap.
It's sudden victory time here in Class 2A, 220-pounders. You got Levi Dua from Mid-Prairie Wellman against Gavin Dinsdale from Webster City. And it is going to be Dinsdale from Webster City with the sudden victory pin. He took him down, threw him to his back, and they were tied 1-1 after 6 minutes. And it's Dinsdale from Webster City gets the pin, gets the win. In sudden victory, 11 seconds into the sudden victory period.
We've got a dandy of a matchup here in Class 3A. We're tied at 10, final 30 seconds of this 3A showdown at 220. 220 has delivered here at Wells Fargo Arena. And we're going to have a stalemate, and they're going to reset themselves at the center of the mat. This official, they want to see him wrestle. They'll send him back to the center of the mat here.
10-10, what a great match here. Class 3A, 220-pounders battling it out here on the
right of North Scott Eldridge, taking on the southeast Polk Anderson. And we are tied at 10, and it looks like this thing may be headed to sudden victory. No, a drop down, a double underhook. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, a double leg. Takedown as time expires. Takedown.
They gave it to him. As time expires. I don't know if it'll withstand the charge of the officials, but they're waving it off right now.
It appears that there was time on the clock, but they're going to come out and talk this over. No, they are going to raise the hand. And it is going to be Wyatt Wright of North Scott Eldridge, the junior.
12th
with a state championship here at 220 pounds. A dandy here in 3A. And Wyatt Wright of North Scott Eldridge, the junior, with the win. And we are going to catch our breath and come back here. And the blue pants and red shoes and the red tie of Nick Pickrell will be in the corner with Coach Dave Wanger and Carter the Iceman Isley trying to put some icing on this cake for Albia Blue Demon fans. Stay right here. History about to be made from Wells Fargo Arena when we come back.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly our kite today?
Sure, but rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. Never but when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
We turned the lights on when we came in here 4 days ago. And only three mats remain in 3 matches in 6 minutes for Carter the Iceman Isley, about to make history for the Albion Blue Demons, looking for his second state title and the second title of the night for Albion. And with a win, Albion will get a third-place finish here at state. And this match is going to be brought to you by our friends at the Albia Brewing Company, who has us listening in right now. Hello, everybody at Albia Brewing Company. They've always got something special going on there. Great food, and, man, I could use one of their Brian's 50-50 hamburgers. It's got an egg on top of it. The soft yolk, good. And this match brought to you by Albia Brewing Company. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is big.
Carter's got him a tough opponent right here. He's got a good one right now. It's number one versus number two. Cooper Lawson from Webster City just saw his opponent, his teammate, Gavin Dinsdale, get a championship at 220 pounds. So the momentum is kind of going Webster City's way. So it's number one versus number two. But I really like Carter Isley's chances here at 220 pounds in Class 2A. He has dominated all year. You know, he hasn't lost for over a year. The guy is tough. It's going to be fun to watch here. But it is a great opponent for Carter Isley. So do not take anything for granted.
Talking to Coach Pickrell and Coach Winger beforehand, they talked about Carter just loose. They played hacky sack in the back, and he's ready to go. And here's what Coach Dave Winger had to say about his 285-pound defending champion, Carter Isley.
Watch Carter attack the legs tonight. It's a beautiful thing to see a heavyweight attack the legs, and he'll get his fakes going. He's quick on his feet. If he gets a good shot off, then he'll finish emphatically like he always does. If not, he's got the ability to rotate off and get back on his feet and try again. So we're looking to score a lot of takedowns.
Talk a lot about the strength of Carter Isley, but it is the feet and the quick feet of Carter Isley, Kevin Cochran, that really make him an elite wrestler here at 285. He looks like a 160-pounder out there the way he moves.
He does. A lot of these wrestlers at this level, that's how they get here. They wrestle like that. And I haven't seen this Webster City kid wrestle, but I think he may have something coming to him here. He's only a sophomore, though. One loss on the year,
yeah,
so what a great campaign. But look how thick Carter Isley is from here. You know, see some of these other boys.
Triceps
little,
from
little
up
bit
here.
Of, a little bit of, yeah, I don't say a little bit of fat on some of these other boys. The Gannon Gremmel here in Class 3A, pretty good sized boy. But man, Carter Isley is thick.
My stomach is in my throat right now, folks. Yeah. But so, I know that Carter Isley is going to make it happen for the Blue Demons.
Real quick before we get started, because I have a feeling we're going to be talking a lot about Albia Blue, I just want to congratulate Ottumwa Bulldogs bringing 7 guys here, winning the district championship. Great season for them. Love you guys. But it's going to be blue time.
All here right. We go. Carter Isley, 285-pounder. Last match of the evening at 285 pounds, Class 2A. Isley on his feet, locked up against Cooper Lawson from Webster City. The wrestlers are on their feet.
And that's the Albion cheerleaders cheering on Carter Isley here. 12 seconds in, right in on a single leg.
Oh,
Carter
man.
Isley, and quick, and he's
going to go
cradle.
For an inside cradle.
Carter
he's
Isley got the cradle
locked up. He gets back on the hips, gets a 2-point takedown. Got excited there. It looked like Carter Isley was going to get the cradle locked up, but he is.
He's got the arm barred. He's going to walk it over. Carter Isley has the chicken wing on the left side. He's going to walk it over. He's going to try to turn this into a back points. His opponent does a good job of trying to post down on that. Cooper Lawson, a Webster City, a sophomore. But Isley in control here, out in front, 2-0 after a quick takedown here. 1:17 to go in this opening period here, 285. Carter, a defending state champion, trying to put the old icing on the cake for Albion.
He cuts his opponent from Webster City, Cooper Lawson, and Lawson gets shoved off the mat. It's a 2-1 advantage for Carter Isley. Boy, what a great single-leg shot in there by Carter Isley to start the scoring here at 285 pounds.
I tell you what, from what I've seen so far out of Carter, he knows what's on the line.
He knows.
He knows. He's fired up.
And he knows he doesn't have to do anything more than be Carter Isley with 50 seconds to go here in this opening period. It is 2-1. Carter, the Iceman Isley. Head fake. Grabs on to his opponent's left arm. Pulls it to him. Grabs onto the opponent's head, trying to snap him down here. 38 seconds to go. Carter with a 2-1 lead. Goes underneath and drops down right at the edge of the mat, a single leg. Tries to get spacing. He's got the takedown once again at the edge of the mat. Two-point takedown. Carter Isley, 4-1 here, 29 seconds to go. And his opponent, Lawson, shaken up as he went out of bounds there. 29 seconds, a injury timeout. May have twisted his ankle. Didn't see that. Jay Mill, I don't know if you have a better viewpoint than we do, but looked like maybe he tweaked his ankle.
Right ankle, yep.
Carter Isley with 29 seconds into this opening period, doing what Coach talked about, and that is being quick on his feet and on the attack. And his opponent with that right ankle, you can see it on the big screen.
Gavin Dinsdale is a stout 285-pound wrestler for Webster City. He's just a sophomore, but he's got 37 wins against one loss, and he's going to take Cooper down to be covered by Carter Isley here on this restart in the first period.
Cooper Lawson came in number two rated in class 2A, and right away Carter breaks him right down to the mat 20 seconds into this remaining in this first period. Carter Isley really working that right side, tries to grab the left hand, pulls it back. He's going to work his way and probably work him out here in this opening period. Take a 4-1 lead to the second period. Isley riding tough here in the final 4 seconds here at 285. We're bringing you live wrestling coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We're in class 2A. And right now, Carter Isley, the defending state champion, with a win, will also assure his team of a trophy here at state.
And looking at his opponent from Webster City, Dinsdale, he's grimacing in pain. He's going to try to cover Carter, and he just cuts him right away. That makes the score 5-1 at 285 here. We're just underway second period.
We're here cheering you on, Carter. The Bickle family checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 5-1 Carter Isley. 13 seconds gone by in the second period. Looking for another state champion here for Albia. Albia got a win by Bryce Leshen at 145. And now needs a win by Isley to assure themselves of a third place finish and a trophy for the team. Here's a drop down double leg. And Isley wipes it off as Lawson did a good job of sprawling out of that. Lawson, a sophomore, 37-1 from Webster City. Isley, so fleet of foot here at 285 pounds.
Real quickly on mat number three over here in class three, Aaron Costello goes down in defeat, gets pinned by number one Gannon Gremmel, who is a two-time state champion from Dubuque Hempstead.
Carter Isley in control here, 5-1 your lead for Isley. 285 pounds, 57 seconds to go in this second period of action. And he has really brought the action. It has been Carter Isley.
Carter's got this match under control. He is number one for a reason. Number two is quite a bit farther below than number one here at the 285-pound weight class in Class 2A. Carter Isley with the big 5-1 lead. He's got 42 seconds left working in the second period on his feet against his Webster City opponent, Cooper Lawson.
Well, the only person all year long to get Carter Isley on his back momentarily is Brock the Rock Cavanaugh, and doggone it, he didn't make it here because of the crazy seating at District. But Kathy Cavanaugh of Sundance Realty, she's a winner as well. And if you're looking to buy or sell property in Marion County or anywhere in Southern Iowa, you want to see her. Right now, Isley in on a single leg, working his way over double leg, takedown, 11 seconds to go in the second period. A huge takedown at the end of the period. All points scored at the end of the period are big, and that one is a takedown by Carter Isley as time expires in the second period. He is going to take this 7-1 lead to the final 2 minutes here at 285. The final 2 minutes of the state wrestling tournament, and Carter Isley only 2 minutes away from making school history, being the first athlete to get two state championships and the first time in history for two Albia wrestlers in the same year to win a championship.
He'll start the third period on his feet with a big 6-point lead at 285 pounds. Carter Isley working on his feet. He's got a good opponent out here from Webster City. That's Cooper Lawson. Lawson with only one loss against 37 wins this year, but it's been all Carter Isley here at the 285-pound Class 2A championship match. Isley on his feet now with a minute and 30 left in this contest.
He's doing a good job of just being patient and working for his shots.
Hey, just a quick update here on the Class 1A. Jared Brinkman, number one from Iowa City, Regina, is in a 1-1 tie with, this is a good wrestler named Tim Butcher. from Manson Northwest Webster.
Here's a charge ahead by Lawson, but Carter Isley, a brick wall to go through. 1 minute, 6 seconds to go. He's got a 7-1 lead here. Isley looking for a win and a chance for his team to take home some hardware and to make history for Blue Demon Nation. 55 seconds and counting, 7-1 Isley with the lead here.
I got my binox on Carter Isley right now, and he is a man in control. He knows where he's at in this match.
And right there at the edge of the mat, he goes for a double leg. Joe, he is relentless. He's going to keep coming at you. He's going to keep coming at you, regardless of the score, regardless of the time. And that, too, is a byproduct of Coach Jerry Staten, his approach to life. Your best, no matter what the time, no matter what the score. And Carter Isley trying to put the icing on the cake. And Albion fans, the countdown is on. We've got the final 30 seconds.
The air is out of Cooper Lawson. Cooper Lawson has already lost this match right now with 25 seconds to go. He is the state runner-up, and he knows that
go.
The best
it's
is
single leg.
Carter Isley in there on a single leg.
And the takedown in
goes
time.
To double. 15. Carter Isley gets.
That's going to seal the deal.
10 seconds and counting, Albia. 9-1, Carter Isley trying
in
to hold on
a
here.
Single to a double takedown. He scores
Five,
a takedown in the final 10
four,
seconds
three,
of the last match.
4-3-2-1, can you celebrate with us now? Carter, the Iceman Isley, points to the fans in the stands and gives a big old kiss to Mom and Dad and Grandpa, Grandma Blanche. You're listening in Del Rio, Texas, the Sweeneys. I know you've got us on. Your Carter Isley gets a second state title here at Wells Fargo Arena, one of the top 100 sporting events in all of sports, and he has made history not only for himself with two championships, but for this school. The first athlete to ever get two state championships, the first time in history, Albion will take home team hardware, and the first time two wrestlers in the same season will get a state championship, and there is Carter the Iceman Isley. Icing on the cake.
What a great job there by Carter Isley at 285 pounds. He dominated his match from the opening whistle all the way through to the final seconds of the match, and he did a great job on his feet. He scored from his feet and was able to be the Class 2A 285-pound champion. It's going to be fun watching what he does at UNI next year as their heavyweight. Wow, Carter Isley, congratulations to you, your family, your mother Joanne, your father David. You guys are happy people. Congratulations, Carter Isley and family.
Blanche Rally, I know she's listening. And Grandma Blanche, I'm sure she is doing cartwheels, backflips, and handsprings. And most of all, her heart is pounding out of her chest for her grandson. She is one proud grandma.
A two-time state champion, great accomplishment.
Down here in the tunnel with me, I got Carter Isley. Carter, congratulations. Two-time state champion, first in history for Albion to become a two-time state champion. Walk us through that match and what was going on in your mind today and the pre-match, and what did you do to prepare?
I just wanted to stay smart, go out there and just focus on my goal and just try to dominate the whole match and all phases of the match, and I think I did that pretty well today.
Well, you sure did, and you know, we got all the Blue Demon Nation rooting you on today and waiting for you to make the next level into at the UNI where you've committed to go wrestle. Have you seen any of the UNI guys here this week, and have any of them talked to you and give you any words of encouragement?
Oh, yeah, I talked to a lot of the UNI guys this week. They were just telling me, keep on going, and I just did that.
Well, it sure looks like you're in the moment right now. You just emotions are high, and congratulations to you and everybody in Radio Land here that's been listening and rooting for you all week.
Carter, oh, yeah, thank you so much.
Carter, what's it mean to be the first-time, two-time Albion High School champion?
We lost you at the moment, Joe Millage. We lost that mic for a moment. If you can re-ask that question to Carter.
I tell you what, Carter Isley is a stud.
It's an awesome feeling to get that other state title along with my other one. It's just a dream come true. I'm very blessed. I couldn't have done all this without my family and all the others.
Well, folks, that is a history-making championship for Carter Isley and for Albion.
And for Albion, because I was saying, it's great to be a two-time state champion, but here's the pinnacle point of that match is that Albion was in sixth place prior to that match, and with him winning by a major decision, they finish in third place. So the team is going to bring home hardware, which for me, I guess looking at it from a coaching perspective, Aiden Reeves,
yes,
Blake Lawless, from what they've done in this tournament has helped them put this in perspective.
Blake,
it's a team effort.
Blake Lawless at 152 pounds has a gash that requires 9 stitches in his head in the second period and finishes the match. He doesn't finish the match, and those points for sixth place do not go Albia's way, and we're talking about a fourth place finish for Albia.
So here's how close it was. Example, seventh place, Minneapolis, 72.5. Sixth place, New Hampton, 73.5. Fifth place, ADM, 74. Fourth place, Glenwood, 75. Albia, third place, was 78. Second place, Clarion Goldfield, 82.5. So we weren't far away from Clarion Goldfield. And your state champions, 2016 Class 2A, is Crescent Orient Maxburg with 90.5.
Well, gentlemen, let's take a timeout. We're going to come back here, reset, regroup, and wrap things up here from Wells Fargo Arena. We promise you, we turned the lights on. We did. And now we'll make the second promise come to fruition. We'll close these lights out when we return here to Wells Fargo Arena.
You wouldn't have a child do a man's job, so why would you put an off-brand filter on your John Deere equipment and expect it to perform like John Deere filters that are